This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor. Hallelujah is given to him this day. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Tebow coming to you today in the name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. We ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, not on top of us. We ever so grateful and thankful because God allowed us to see a brand new day. Hallelujah. Take extend grace and mercy upon our lives. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come to you, humbling ourselves, we need our mighty hand today, just thanking you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we ever so grateful and thankful for you giving us the bread of life today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for us being on top of the ground not on top of us. Now, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide us, man, Calvary's cross, anoint us with clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for this beautiful Friday afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2, verse 9, and also 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17. Hallelujah.
Amen. That was 1 Peter 2 and 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9 reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." 1 Peter 2 and 9. And then 1 John 2. 15 through 17, and it reads, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." I've read to your hearing 1 John 2, 15 through 17, and 1 Peter 2 and 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank Prophetess Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us today. Amen. We are grateful and thankful for God allowing us, hallelujah, to come to you again through the use of the internet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Especially during these times that we are living in. Just for the next few minutes, I want you to pray for me with me as we with us while we bring forth the word. Today we're going to be talking about We are called to stand out, not to fit in. We are called to stand out, not to fit in. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we are living in a society today that want us to conform. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul let us know in Romans 12, verse 2, it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul, the Apostle Paul at that time, was encouraging the Romans, just like he is encouraging us through the word of God today. Hallelujah. In the scripture that was read in 1 John 2, 15 through 17, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. As a believer of Christ, we are in this world, but we're not of it. It also says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father, the will of God, the will of God, the God that sits high and looks low, abideth forever. So as believers of Christ, our main priority should be to do the will of God, should be to be partakers of what God wants and not of the world. So we are called to stand out, not to fit in. To stand out in this world is to be different. To stand out means that we have made a quality decision on our part to stand for what God's word is asking us to do. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, God have called us for such a time as this. He have called us, and he's still calling in 2020. He's still calling to those that wants to obey his voice, that wants to come on in. Hallelujah. In God's kingdom. Yes. God is still calling souls into his vineyard in 2020. So we are called to stand out, not to fit in. We are called to be different. In the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62, the word of God says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, the followers of Christ should understand that being a Christian is to be called into God's service. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, for those that be listening to this teaching later. As a follower of Christ, we should understand that being a Christian is to be called into God's service. Not self-service, not the world's service. No, it's a God's service. It means to serve him totally, be totally committed to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that is able to turn situations, circumstances all around in our favor. You see, Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good, for them that love the Lord, and is called according to his purpose. Yes, Jesus is letting us know here, no matter what kind of Christians you are, no matter how young you are in Christ, or how old you are in Christ, every Christian should be active in God's service. Every one of us. So we have to quit looking for excuses and be about our Father's business. Be about in God's vineyard, bringing fruits, that the fruit may remain. Go on beyond the four walls of a building into the byways and the highways and compelling people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, a person shows that he or she is a believer of Christ when they put their hand to God's plow, when he or she is active for God's work, for God's purpose. You see, the person who makes the decision to follow Jesus has committed his or her life to God's service by plowing in his field. Yes, this is a decision that we all must make. Hallelujah. We are called to stand out, not to fit in. To stand out, hallelujah, among the crowd, to stand up for God, for Jesus, looking on him as the author and finisher of our faith. See, Jesus Christ is our set example. That's why we are called to stand out with him, to be different from the world, to be different, to be a light in darkness. As believers of Christ, we should be living a committed, sacrificial life where we make a mark upon the world. We have been called to live this unique life and different lifestyle. You see, our audio have to line up with our video. Yes, in 1 Peter 1:15-16, it says, but as he who have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. We have been commanded to live a holy life. You see, holiness for a believer of Christ is not an option. It is mandatory. Holiness for a believer of Christ is not an option. We can't live our life just any kind of way. No, we got to live a holy life, a life that is pleasing to God. It is not an option, brothers and sisters of Christ. It is mandatory. It is a command. We are called to stand out, not to fit in. To be different means that we think differently. To be different begins with the proper preparation of our man. Our man must be holy if our behavior is to be holy. Again, our minds must be holy if our behavior is to be holy. You see, the word says in Proverbs 23:7, the eighth clause of the verse, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, the Apostle Paul warns us not to let the world squeeze us into his mold. Again, when he says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. In other words, don't be molded to the world's way of thinking. No, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Have you ever heard the saying that Your mind is a devil workshop. Your mind, hallelujah, is where the enemy try to bring evil thoughts, try to influence you in your mind. That's why we got to guard our mind. We got to guard our heart. We got to pray, believe God, trust Him. The Word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Yes, when we begin to think new thoughts, we begin to live a different life. Any man, woman, who accomplish anything worthwhile must have the courage to live differently, because they are marching to a different drummer and are not afraid to be out of step. So we are called to stand out, not to fit in. See, the Bible says that anything we get from God is by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that He is who He say He is. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we'll seek Him while He may be found. Seek Him early in the morning, at noontime, at nighttime. But seek the Lord. Draw to Him while He may be, while He's near. As we draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing and able our each and every need. Yes, brothers and sisters of Christ, we are called to stand out, not to fit in. We are called to be different. Sure, before Christ, we didn't know no better. We did everything that we were big and bad enough to do. But once we came to Him, tore down from the floor up, just the way we was hooked in on sin. We were partakers of our sinful nature. But God, through His mercy and His grace, He sent His only Son. He sent Jesus, the Son of the living God. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a blessing in itself, because Jesus is the one that bridges the gap between God and man. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. You see, when we begin to think different, different thoughts, we begin to live a distinct, different lifestyle. Any man or woman who accomplishes anything worthwhile must have the courage to live differently, because they are marching to a different drummer and are not afraid to be out of step. Yes, we are called to stand out, not to fit in. You see, the love of God sets us apart. The agape love of God. The love of God that passes all understanding. The love of God is God's love. It is a display of holiness. It is not just any kind of love. No, God's love is a sincere love. It is genuine. Like God's love for us, our motives is not to get back. It's not to get, but to give. Christian love is not about a feeling. It is about a matter of the will. Pure love. It is spotless and clean. You see, men speak romantically about loving from the heart, but God speaks realistically about loving from a pure heart. A pure heart. A heart that is pure. In John 13, verse 35, it says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you have love one to another." Love one another sincerely, deeply, and purely, and people will know that you are different. They will know that you are followers of Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to stand out, not to fit in. We are called to be different. It means, as believers of Christ, we talk differently. We are different thinking, which leads to different living, which in turn, it leads to loving differently, which means to different, which leads to different talking. Yes, people of God, we live in a world that use words to put people down and tear them up. But we, as believers of Christ, who are different, we use our words to build people up. See, the word says in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 21, "And that in life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Yes, words are powerful. Words have the power to edify. Words have the power to give life. But words also have the power to discourage and to kill dreams. You see, Jesus has called us to stand out of the crowd, for us to be different, to be distinct, to be separate. He has called us as followers of his to be different, to be unique. Yes, we are in the world, but we're not of it. We are called to be light in the darkness of this world. Believers of Christ, we haven't been just called to sit down on our most holy endow. No, we've been called to be an example to others, to let them know what Christianity is all about. So that's why we have to make sure that each and every day of our lives, in order to be a testimony to this dark, dying, lost world, we have to be different. We have to talk different. We have to live different. We have to be hope for hopeless people. That's why our lifestyle has to line up with the Word of God. Our lifestyle has to be in alignment with God's will for our lives. Sure, we may be struggling we may have fallen short, but it's just a matter of shaking it off. Come to Jesus just the way you are. Bible says that if we fall short, 1 John 1:9 says, then we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Here today, we are called to stand out, not kidding. Because we need his wisdom. We need him today. We need to come before him and repent of our sin. We need to come to him, hallelujah, individually as well as collectively, and let the Lord know how sorry we are, to repent of our sin and get right with him, to make a right turn, hallelujah, to be back in fellowship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. So again, we are talking about we are called to stand out, not to fit in. Again, in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." You see, again, words are powerful. Words have the power to edify, to give life, but they also have the power to discourage and to kill dreams. Jesus has called us to stand out of the crowd, for us to be distinctly different, separated. He has called us as followers of his to be different. Yes, we are in this world, hallelujah, that's slowly decaying and passing away, but we are not of this world. We are a peculiar people, hallelujah, we are pilgrims just passing through, because we are called to be light in darkness of this world. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we are a people that God has raised up for such a time as this. He has called us to be an example of what Christianity is, hallelujah, in times, in difficult times. This is the time for us to really stand in the gap, intercede and pray. Bible says that in Luke 18, verse 1, hallelujah, that men ought always to pray and don't faint, don't lose heart. We are called to stand up, not to fit in. Again, Jesus called us to be children of light in darkness. We are called out of darkness into light. Sometimes when you dare to be different, you have to stand alone. Being alone is where your unique creative contribution can thrive. Yes, you may be the only one that is saved in your family. You may be the only Joshua that your family will ever know. But stand out and be an example. Don't fit in. In order to be in. No, stand out and be different. Hallelujah. You know where God has brought you from. You know where you once was. But God, by his mercy and his grace, he picked you to be the one to be different. That's why when people call you everything but a child of God, pray for them. That's why when people misuse and abuse and try to abuse you, hallelujah, for the righteousness sake, just stand strong and stand and wait on the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord take place. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So be encouraged here tonight. Amen. We are called to stand out, not to fit in. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, the word says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have called us, accepted in the beloved, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. We are called to stand up, not to fit in. This to be chosen is all to the praise of God's glorious grace, his unmerited favor, chosen. For according to 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10, but ye are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that ye may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Isn't that a blessing? Here Peter is encouraging us and letting us know who we are in Christ. A royal, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Yes, those chosen believers were called out from the world to be a royal priesthood, just like we as believers of Christ in 2020, we were called out from the world for an audience that was probably at that particular time. Peter was encouraging the believers because they had an audience that was probably primarily Jewish that would have stood out. Christians, even today, in 2020, we are being a royal priesthood, representing the fact that we have been united with Christ. We are his body, and whatever glory Christ received, we receive it as well, because we are joint heirs with Christ. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together with Christ, because we are called, stand out, not to fit in. So, believers of Christ, we have to understand God's mercy, his grace, have been applied to our lives. We thank God because God brought us out of the world into his marvelous light. Yes, we was indulged in sin. We once was a sinner. But we are only saved by the grace of God. God is the one that allowed us to be drafted and grafted into the body of Christ. Isn't that a blessing? Jesus, he is the vine dressing. He is the vine that we have been drafted in. We are the branches. If we abide in him and he abide in us, we can act what we will according to God's will, and it shall be done. So, believers of Christ, we are called to stand up, not to fit in. We are coerced with Christ. Coherent with Christ. It means that we will reign with him eternally. Our role here as followers of Christ is to draw men, women, boy or girl, unto Christ, and then to lead people in the worship of Jesus as priests. Yes, we have God have given us, Jesus have given us the Great Commission to go and preach the gospel to all nations. Hallelujah. those that will receive it will be saved. Those that will not receive it will be damned, according to the word of God. But we got to be about our Father's business. We are the clay. He's the potter. He's shaping and molding us, stretching and breaking us, making us into the vessel to be used by him. We are his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Pray that the Lord will give you boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth. Pray that the Lord will help us to study his word. Bible says, for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, we should stand out, not to fit in. As believers of Christ, we are called to be different from the world because we know Jesus. You see, Jesus, he is the one. He is our set example. He is the one that started this Christian movement. He is the trailblazer of Christianity. With Jesus, with this kingship that comes in Christ, there's always a measure of authority that should be seen presently in the lives of a believer of Christ, especially in the area of ministry. People of God, also as royalty in Christ, we are a peculiar people. We are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, that we should show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is good, y'all. Bible says where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Yes. Let us put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we thank God tonight because there's a promise that Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You see, the church is not a building. The church, which is the body of Christ, the believers of Christ, is seen while we put on the whole armor of God and we're made to withstand the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah, the schemes of Satan. When we put on continuously and daily, we are seen tearing down the fortress and stronghold of the enemy of our soul. When you, as a minister, a witness, preach and teach the gospel, you go into the enemy territory. When you minister to those in depression and oppression, they may have a habit with sin in their life. You trample over on the enemy's ground. We put on, again, the whole armor of God because we realize in our own self, we can't fight him. But one thing we know, that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? See, one, put 1,000 to flight. Two, put 10,000. So where two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name, he's in the midst of us. Yes, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Bible says in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every mouth that come against us in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. So we put on the whole armor of God in order to defeat the schemes of the enemy. Our job as believers of Christ, as being a priest, is to learn the word, the Bible, for ourselves, and to never let it depart out of our mouth. Because we have been chosen to be a priest. Our royal priesthood is also to be a teacher of the word of God. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8, the word says that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. We are called to stand out, not to fit in. You see, holiness, the positive element of righteousness. So again, we got to be holy, because he that we serve is holy. Remember what the word said in 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And also in 1 John, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Again, it says in 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We are called to stand out, not to fit in. Brothers and sisters of Christ, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised, because all glory, all honor goes to him here tonight. As we get ready to go into prayer, we thank God for his word, because his word will not return to him void. We thank God that he look over his word to perform it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever and ever. Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take him to a prepared place. Where it says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. There may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice. Or there may be those that will listen into this teaching later on today, or later on in the near future. We thank God for drawing people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to stand out, not to fit in. You have called us to be different. Help us, Lord, to sustain us. Help us, Lord, to be about our Father's business. Help us, Lord, to make us bold as a lion, that we may go on the rooftop, blow the trumpet of Zion, and let the people know that God is a good God, that God is still in the soul saving business. God is still in the miraculous, miracle working business. God can still make a way out of no way. When it seems that all hope is gone, we can still humble ourselves under his mighty hand. Look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Oh, precious Father, we pray right now, Lord, for every doctor, every nurse, every caregiver. We pray for research in the medical field. We pray in strength, Lord, because they've been working tiresome hours. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Yet, Lord, I thank you for a cure to be found for the virus that have swept this nation and the whole world. Precious Father, extend grace, mercy, and love as we cry out. Lord, I thank you for forgiving us. I thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love. Let us all come to the back and repeat the sinner's prayer. Let us all repent of our sins, turn away, make a 180-degree turn, and do things right within your eyesight from this day forward in the name of Jesus. As we cry out, Lord, to you tonight, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Oh, precious Father, move in this situation. Lord, we are pleading. We are thanking you in advance for forgiving us, for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Touch our loved ones. Excuse me. Touch our loved ones, our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, our mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, all of our siblings, those that are far and near, our friends, our neighbors, as well as our enemies. Have mercy, Lord. Let more of the love of God be shown in our hearts, in us and through us. Let us walk more with it. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us walk more with a sense of discernment to be led of the Spirit of God, wherever we may be. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps as we pray here tonight, as we say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Father. As Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Thank you that Psalms 1, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. He be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that in his season will bring forth his fruit, and his fruit shall not wither, and his leaves shall not wither, that whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. O precious Father, thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love. Touch right now, Lord, those that are sick, nursing home, in that bed of affliction, those, precious Father, that need a special touch from you, those, precious Father, that may, hallelujah, experience a fatal disease. Have mercy, Lord. Let your will be established and done. Lord, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, there may be one of them, maybe some, underneath the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take out that hardness of heart. Give them a heart of flesh. Let them come to the saving knowledge. Let them make a confession of faith and a belief. According to Romans 10, verse 13, that says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart, then God has raised Jesus from the dead. But with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank you for saving, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for extending grace, mercy, and love. And Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We hope that you have gained some knowledge that you can use in your life, everyday life, and that you can share with your friends. Please share the telephone number to call in every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would love to have you join us. If you would like to contact Apostle Thibault or myself with questions, comments, or topics you'd like discussed, please write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Thank you again. Have a great weekend. God bless. Be careful out there and know that God is in control. We love you.